Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral talks with leaders of several countries including France, Germany, Canada, Turkey and African Union President on the sidelines of G20 meeting. Curtain comes down on the two-day G20 summit in New Delhi. India hands over G20 presidency to Brazil. Summit marks several important decisions including Global Biofuel Alliance, launch of India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor and G20 membership of the African Union. In Asia Cup cricket, rain stops Super 4's clash between India and Pakistan in Colombo. Match to resume tomorrow. And in US Open tennis, Novak Djokovic to lock horns with Daniel Medvedev in the title clash of the men's singles in New York tonight. And now the news in detail. The 18th G20 summit successfully concluded in New Delhi today with India handing over the presidency to Brazil. In the closing ceremony, Prime Minister Narendra Modi handed over the ceremonial gavel to President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that under the presidency of Brazil, the G20 forum would be able to achieve the common goals.
मैं G20 समिट के समापन की घोषणा करता हूं। वन अर्थ वन फैमिली वन फ्यूचर का रोडमैप सुखद हो स्वस्ति अस्तु विश्वस्य यानी संपूर्ण विश्व में आशा और शांति का संचार हो 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की इसी मंगल कामना के साथ आप सभी का बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
The Prime Minister also proposed a virtual session of the G20 forum at the end of November to review the progress of the agenda decided in this summit.
जैसा आप सब जानते हैं, भारत के पास नवंबर तक G20 प्रेसिडेंसी की भी जिम्मेदारी है. इन दो दिनों में आप सभी ने अनेक बातें यहां रखी हैं, सुझाव दिए हैं, बहुत सारे प्रस्ताव रखे हैं. हमारी ये जिम्मेदारी है कि जो सुझाव आए हैं उनको भी एक बार फिर देखा जाए कि उनकी प्रगति में गति कैसे लाई जा सकती है. मेरा प्रस्ताव है कि हम नवंबर के अंत में G20 का एक वर्चुअल सेशन और रखें. उस सेशन में हम इस समिट के दौरान तय विषयों की समीक्षा कर सकते हैं.
After receiving the gavel, President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, appreciated India's efforts in leading the G20 presidency, saying that India gave the voice to issues of interest to emerging countries. He welcomed the African Union as a full member of the group. Speaking during the third session, namely One Future, Prime Minister Modi raised the issue of reforms in the United Nations Security Council by emphasizing on a new global structure. He also highlighted the need to expand the mandate of multilateral development banks and to develop global standards to regulate cryptocurrencies. He urged the member nations to work towards the Green Development Pact Action Plan on Sustainable Development Goals and digital public infrastructure. Our correspondent has filed a report about the significant outcome of the summit.
During the G20 summit, India took several path-breaking initiatives and decisions under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. One of the important decisions was to include African Union under the ambit of G20. Apart from this, Global Biofuel Alliance was launched to intensify the use of biofuels by fostering global cooperation. Another important decision was the launch of India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor and Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment. These initiatives will become effective medium of economic integration between India, West Asia and Europe and offer a sustainable direction for global connectivity and development. During the summit, the Prime Minister made a special case for adopting human human-centric approach while seeking new solutions to decade-long problems. Mr. Modi also highlighted the importance of technology in development by giving the example of digital public infrastructure. India's presidency achieved the Herculean task, bringing all the nations together on the same page on several key issues. G20 New Delhi leaders' declaration was adopted unanimously, which reflects the growing stature of India at the world stage. With Bhupendra, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, New Delhi.
The G20 summit showcased the power of the country on the diplomatic and leadership front, but the event also became a platform to show the cultural legacy and soft power of the country. We have more from our correspondent.
From the theme Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam to the venue name Bharat Mandapam, and from Nataraj statue to the Konark Chakra, the Indian culture and symbols got prominence in G20 summit, showcasing the soft power of the country. The iconic Konark Sun Temple wheel took center stage at the G20 summit, as its replica served as a backdrop for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's welcome handshake with delegates. PM also explained the importance of it to many state heads. A picture gallery at Mandapam on the rich heritage and history of democracy in the country explained to the world leaders why India says that it is the mother of democracy. The Nataraj statue, poses of yoga depicted on the walls, and musical evening with flavors of Indian classical and folk music and rare instruments presented the rich legacy of country. Khadi marked its presence around the neck of the world leaders at Rajghat, and the handicraft and special items of different states were major attractions among the delegates. No wonder that the spouse of the PM of Japan chose sari as her attire to attend the state dinner party. With Prarthana, this is Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a series of bilateral meetings with the heads of state of several countries, including France, Germany, Turkey, and the President of the African Union on the sidelines of the G20 summit in New Delhi. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron reviewed the progress in bilateral relations since their last meeting in July this year in Paris. They also exchanged views on important international and regional developments. According to the joint statement, both India and France decided to carry forward the discussions on mutual partnership in the Indo-Pacific region in Africa, including in infrastructure, connectivity, energy, biodiversity, sustainability, and industrial projects. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said both countries discussed a number of topics and look forward to ensure India-France relations scale new heights. Speaking to media at the International Media Center in the national capital, French President Macron said G20 summit has sent across the message of unity. He added that India and France will further deepen defense cooperation. He said both India and France support deep reforms of international institutions to reflect the current reality of the world. Prime Minister Modi also held a meeting with Turkey President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Later, talking to media, the Turkey President said India conducted the G20 successfully on the theme of One Earth, One Family, One Future. On the expansion of United Nations Security Council, Mr. Erdogan said the rotational system should be adopted to give chance to every member country. He supported India's candidacy as a permanent member in the UNSC. During the meeting with the President of the African Union and Comoros, Azali Assoumani, Prime Minister Modi congratulated him on the African Union becoming a permanent member of the G20. Both the leaders also talked about advancing India-Comoros ties in sectors like trade, investments and maritime cooperation. Prime Minister Modi also held bilateral talks with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Both the leaders discussed the full range of India-Canada ties across different sectors. Later, addressing a press conference, the Canadian minister said that India is an extraordinarily important economy in the world and an important partner of Canada. During bilateral talks with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Prime Minister Modi thanked him for enriching the G20 summit with his views, saying India and Germany can continue working together in clean energy, innovation and towards making Earth a better planet. Prime Minister Modi also met President of South Korea Yoon Suk Yeol on the sidelines of the G20 summit. New Delhi summit has been hailed widely as a resounding success. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar congratulated Bharat and the visionary leadership behind the successful G20 summit. In a social media post, Mr. Dhankar expressed confidence over the G20 New Delhi leaders' declaration and said it sets the roadmap for global cooperation. BJP National President JP Nadda also congratulated Prime Minister on the country's successful G20 presidency. Confederation of Indian Industry greeted Prime Minister on achieving strategic and wide-ranging global outcomes through the G20 dialogue. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Apoorva Chandra today said Akashwani News and Doordarshan have done a commendable job in the coverage of the G20 summit.
मेहनत तो सभी ने की और दूरदर्शन और ऑल इंडिया रेडियो उन्होंने भी बहुत मेहनत करी और इस बार पहली बार दूरदर्शन ने 4K के अंदर ट्रांसमिशन किया है ये भी मेरे को लगता है जैसे कि एशियाड के अंदर एक कलर ट्रांसमिशन शुरू हुआ था हमारे देश में उस तरह से 4K का ट्रांसमिशन की शुरुआत है आज तक दूरदर्शन जो करता आ रहा था वो HD ट्रांसमिशन कर रहा था पर पहली बार 4K ट्रांसमिशन हुआ है और ये पूरे विश्व में गया है
Talking to Akashwani News, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said the public broadcaster had installed more than 80 cameras for the summit and over 300 staff were deployed.
पहली बार प्रसार भारती द्वारा पूरा कवरेज UHD में किया गया और देश विदेश के जो हजारों की संख्या में मीडिया ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस इस सम्मेलन को कवर कर रहे थे उन्हें उनकी रिक्वायरमेंट के अनुसार फुल HD में 4K में या HD में जैसा उन्होंने चाहा ये पूरी फीड हमारे द्वारा उनको उपलब्ध कराई
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. India's first solar mission, Aditya L1, has successfully performed the third earthbound maneuver. Indian Space Research Organization said the maneuver was performed successfully from ISRO Telemetry Tracking and Command Network in Bengaluru. The next maneuver is scheduled for 15th of September around 2 a.m. Indian Standard Time. A memorandum of understanding to explore collaboration opportunities on sixth-generation 6G wireless technologies in India and other parts of the world was signed between Bharat 6G Alliance and Next G Alliance, an initiative of Alliance for Telecommunications Industry Solutions. The MOU will facilitate aligning research and development priorities that support a common 6G vision and creating secure and trusted telecommunications as well as resilient supply chains. The autumn session of the Assam Assembly will begin tomorrow at Dispur. The five-day-long session will be held in the newly constructed building. Official sources said at least 23 bills, including 7 new bills, are likely to be tabled in the session. The monsoon session of the Nagaland Assembly will commence tomorrow. The session will witness discussions on matters of urgent public importance. Discussion on Uniform Civil Code, Forest Conservation Amendment Act 2023, and urban local bodies elections is also expected to be taken up. In Maharashtra, three Naxalites were arrested from two different locations by the Special Operation Team of Gadchiroli Police. According to police, all three were involved in various violent activities and a reward of 2 lakh rupees each was announced on them. And on to sports. In Asia Cup cricket, the Super Fours clash between India and Pakistan was called off for today, due to rain in Colombo, men in blue were at 147 for the loss of 2 wickets in 24.1 overs with Virat Kohli and KL Rahul on the crease at R. Premadasa Stadium when rain halted the play this evening. Pakistan had won the toss and opted to bowl. The match will resume tomorrow on the reserve day from 24.1 overs at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. It will be a full 50-over game tomorrow if there are no further delays due to rain. This is the third fixture of the Super Four matches in the tournament. And in US Open tennis, second seed Novak Djokovic of Serbia will take on the third seed Daniil Medvedev of Russia in the title clash of the men's singles at the Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York later tonight. The match is scheduled to start at 1:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. In the women's double, 16 seed New Zealand-Canadian combination of Erin Rutliff and Gabriela Dabrowski will be up against 12 seed German-Russian duo of Laura Siegmund and Vera Zvonareva in the final tonight. American teenage sensation Coco Gauff clinched her maiden women's singles title, defeating Aryna Sabalenka in the final this morning. In the mixed doubles, Anna Danilina of Kazakhstan and her partner Harry Heliovaara from Finland won the title. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral talks with leaders of several countries, including France, Germany, Canada, Turkey, and African Union President on the sidelines of G20 meeting. Curtain comes down on the two-day G20 summit in New Delhi. India hands over G20 presidency to Brazil. Summit marks several important decisions, including Global Biofuel Alliance, launch of India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, and G20 membership of African Union. In Asia Cup cricket, rain stops Super 4's clash between India and Pakistan in Colombo, match to resume tomorrow. And in US Open tennis, Novak Djokovic to lock horns with Daniel Medvedev in the title clash of men's singles in New York tonight. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.